Dave and Fionnuala with you. How are things? 20 past three. People of Westmeath, can I give out to you for a moment? People of Westmeath, you don't do enough shouting about your own county.
So is this the case? Remember a while back we had the listener who wasn't promoting Longford enough. Now we have to target Westmeath. Okay.
Gary and Longford. Like, how's Longford? Gary, don't dare. Don't dare diss your own county. And we've done some therapy with Gary and we brought him back round and now we hope that he's spreading the good word of Longford. Westmeath, I discovered a castle that I didn't even know was in the county. So Westmeath is my second county, Leitrim is my first. I live in Westmeath for work, okay? Yeah. And I haven't explored it fully. Usually last year when we were allowed inter-county travel across Ireland, it was down south and home to Leitrim, down south, home to Leitrim. But since we're allowed travel throughout our counties, Westmeath was on the cards. Did you ever hear Tully na Halaidhe Castle?
Can't say that I have now.
Well, see, this is it, because Westmeath people don't shout about it. This massive castle and beautiful gardens in Westmeath. Never heard of it about before. Niamh researched it. We went there saying, oh Jesus, what is this going to be about? There's llamas there. There's every tree under the sun. I read about trees that came out of Japan and was planted. Beautiful lakes. It's like a nature reserve tucked away. So Tully na Halaidhe Castle is location number one. Four Abbey, ever hear of it? And Four Village?
Very ignorant of these.
Outside Castle Pollard.
Okay.
Stop there, look at the Abbey. Okay, the walls weren't that exciting. But you know what was exciting? Ned's Forge. It's like a little coffee shop on the side of the road. Get some brownies, get some Rice Krispie Squares. They do Ferrero Rocher ice cream. You're in the middle of nowhere, having your coffee, eating your ice cream. Ned's Forge and Four Village. In Westmeath.
Is that F-O-U-R?
F-O-R-E.
Ah, right, okay.
And then to top it off, Loch Owel.
Yes, beautiful place.
So, Westmeath, shout some more about yourselves. You're a pretty place, and not to mention Mullingar and Athlone and all the rest, but those are some places that don't get the mentions they deserve.
I feel like I want to do the same for Roscommon, because see, I'm in the Roscommon side of Athlone, is where I'm living, so that's where my adventuring happened over the weekend. Slieve Bawn. It's a wind farm, actually, so you're walking around and there's all these wind turbines, and if you look up at them too long, you get very dizzy altogether. You get so fascinated by them.
Were you taking anything illegal over the weekend?
Oh, what's this now? But honestly, so there's a load of different routes marked out, and you can look at the map and you arrive and you're like, okay, which one? I was obviously going for the one that said difficulty level easy. Even moderate is too much for me. I'm like, here, no, don't want any of that on a Sunday morning. But beautiful facility, like really easy to walk tracks, so would be a fan of Slieve Bawn.
Shout out to Slieve Bawn. Shout out to Tully na Halaidhe Castle. Shout out to Four Village. Shout out to Ned's Forge and Four Village. Shout out to Loch Owel and Westmeath and Roscommon people. Step up, shout more about your counties. We hear about Killarney and Kerry. We hear about Donegal a lot. We hear about the far west coast of Ireland, Achill, Mayo, Galway. But Westmeath, Roscommon, Hidden Heartlands, stand up for yourselves.
Shout it out, please.
One thing I'm not happy about though over the weekend.
What's this now?
And I've made some songs about it.
What's going on?
People leaving stuff behind them.
Divils now is the only word.
Ruining the amenities. If you would allow me for 1 minute and 15 seconds to break out in song.
Go on.
Thank you. Here we go. Lads, take your rubbish home. Don't let the owl ones moan.
You go ahead, pick it up now.
Come on.
Campfire and baked beans. Let's not be very mean. Just go ahead, pick it up now. You'll be proud of yourself when done.
Pick up your rubbish, lads.
I see a group of lads not picking up their rubbish, Why won't you pick it up now? Pick it up now. You are making a big mess. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick up the bloody rubbish.
Pick up your rubbish, scumbag. Why did you leave it on the ground? Making me upside down frown. Pick up your rubbish, scumbag. It's not too hard to put it in a bag, put it in the car and bring it home, is it? Pick up your rubbish, scumbag! I swear to God, if I catch you, I'm going to report you, and I don't care being called a snitch.
Wow. Some notes reached in there now that I didn't think could be reached.
But you said, Dave, it's not our fault. There were no bins. Well, don't worry, I'll call out the county councils for you too.
Walking down the prom with my ice cream, and I think that I see something obscene. Pulling off the wrapper and I want to scream. I don't see a B, been in front of me. Anywhere I look, to the left, to the right, I think I am getting it tight. To find a bin to put this wrapper in, what the hell will I do? Kinda cancels then. Oh yeah, yeah, country councils. Oh yeah, yeah.
Did you see it coming?
It did, oh yeah, actually. Yeah, country councils. Oh yeah, yeah. Where's my bins? Oh yeah, yeah, country councils. Oh yeah, yeah. Public carts. Oh yeah, yeah, country councils. Oh yeah, yeah. Where's the bins?
Beautiful.
County councils. Responsibility. Put up the bins.
What, so you've both bases covered, really? You really do.
Oh yeah, yeah, country councils. Oh yeah, yeah.
Can we add in "Where's my bin" then, instead of "Oh yeah, yeah"? Oh yeah, yeah, county councils. Where's my bin?
Fionnuala, this is why I should have brought you into this songwriting session. You're full of ideas.
iRadio in the afternoon with Dave and Fionnuala. Hey. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.